Susie Merchant is the coach of Michigan State women's basketball. I can remember one of the last times I chatted with her is just before she had her last child. She was just as big as a whale in her belly, and we were trying to belly up to the dessert bar, and she was bypassing it, and I gave her praise for that. She deserved it. How are you, Susie?
I'm good. How are you doing, Tony?
I'm doing very well. Thanks so much for being on the program. We've been asking folks where they were 9/11, 10 years ago, what they were doing and what they were thinking. Where were you?
I can tell you exactly. I was in my office at Eastern Michigan. I was the head coach there, and I was on the phone with an attorney, actually, who was representing a kid we were recruiting who was struggling to pass the ACT test, and there were some allegations that maybe she didn't take it as well as some of the other kids in terms of potential cheating, I guess is the word. So he got involved, and so I was actually on the phone with an attorney in my office watching that.
And 10 years later, what do you think?
You know, it's devastating. I mean, I watch those stories and, you know, the people, you know, the kids. I think that's the one, you know, some of those people that passed away that never met their children or their kids were babies at the time, and to see them as you know, school-age kids now, I think that's what's really, really challenging. You know, as a mom myself of two boys, I couldn't imagine not having my husband around, you know, so or wife, whatever the situation is. It just, you know, that's what hits me the hardest, I think.
Well, Susie, the schedule for basketball has been released, and although we want our teams at Michigan State to have great challenges, I'm starting to wonder if we're a little cuckoo over there, because you're playing some great teams at some great venues, and seriously, that's pretty cool.
It is. We're excited about our season. I mean, talk to me, you know, back in January before the Big Ten season. I mean, we know what that's going to be every year. But, you know, especially with the young team, I think we have 8 kids on our team that are freshmen and sophomores. So it'll be a transition time, too. But we're excited. We've got a lot of talented kids, and you know, I think we're ready for the challenge. But you're right. We do have some really big opponents and some lofty goals, as usual.
And, you know, we're into the fall now, so how are you gearing up for the season?
You know what, this morning we were out at, we had a 6:30 time 3-mile run that we do, so it was up early and it was dark out there and they were running through campus, so that was fun, actually. We make it fun. We put them in teams and they compete against each other and for times, and it's a lot, and we make it fun and do a little presentation at the end for the winner. So, you know, we've been preparing, doing a lot of strength and conditioning things right now. We just started up with, we can have 4 kids in the gym at one time doing individual work a couple hours a week. So, you know, we're full swing, Tony, as they say.
I recently was involved an organization that Lauren H. is involved with. Lauren and David Thomas and some other MSU grads got together and put on a clinic for some kids in the Lansing area. And I know that when you know that your ex-players are out in the community like that, it's got to make you feel good.
Oh, my gosh. That's probably an understatement. It's almost like you can't put it into words how proud you are of her. And I just think, you know, the message with her, Tony, and you probably, you know, believe this too. I mean, to see someone at such a young age, you know, 24 years old, you know, giving back and having that kind of philanthropic mentality at the age she's at. I mean, usually that doesn't set in until you've kind of built yourself personally, financially, you got your career set. I mean, she's doing a lot of different things, but the fact that she's kind of, you know, put her philanthropic efforts at the top of her list and as a high priority, I think just, you know, she represents Michigan State and, you know, what Michigan State's all about, and certainly our athletic department and our program.
All right, Susie Merchant is the head basketball coach for the Michigan State women's team. We're getting ready for hoops already. Susie, enjoy your day, and we'll talk with you soon.
Thanks for having me, Tony. I appreciate it.